Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. Forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations, because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Now, when Suzanne Morphew vanished on Mother's Day weekend back in 2020, it felt like one of those maddening true crime cases destined to haunt headlines, but never really delivered any real answers. The picturesque Colorado mountains seemed suddenly sinister as suspicion zeroed in on her husband, Barry Morphew. Even from neighbors to national media, it raised eyebrows. And his odd behavior, shifting alibis, those bizarre public pleas, didn't help that Barry had this unsettling knack for making himself look guiltier every time he opened his mouth. But here is the kicker in this story. Prosecutors got way ahead of themselves, tripping over basic legal rules like rookies and fumbling evidence so badly that Barry's murder charges completely collapsed in 2022. Just like that. Boom. Or bam, maybe we should say. He walked free, leaving everyone frustrated and Suzanne's family heartbroken. For a while, it seemed like another very frustrating example of the system failing. Then, in a wild twist straight out of a Netflix documentary, Suzanne's remains surfaced in 2023, hidden in a remote area of Colorado, and not just bones. Her remains held a chilling, damning clue. Traces of a super rare animal tranquilizer called BAM, who happened to have exclusive access to BAM, Barry Morphew himself. A hunter and landscaper who, yes, had previously bought the tranquilizer for his deer farming activity. Suddenly, investigators hit exactly what they'd been missing, a forensic smoking gun. Today, we are diving deep into these revelations with retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer, who knows the investigative playbook inside and out. Coffendaffer is going to break down the significance of BAM being found deep within Suzanne's bones and circumstantial evidence prosecutors are betting everything on, and whether the second attempt to convict Barry Morphew will finally stick or fall apart all over again. Jennifer, what's your take thus far?
Well, you know, this is one of those cases that was charged, and actually even back then, the probable cause was just overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
But there were issues. There were issues in the office of the prosecutor, and essentially it was dropped without prejudice. And then, lo and behold, Suzanne Morphew's body was found in 2023. Remember, this alleged incident occurred really May 9th, would have been the murder of 2020 into 2010, when, you know, it's believed that he somehow disposed of the body.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. That body just gave so many clues, specifically that BAM was in the bones.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have BAM in the bones, and then also the fact that the it was shown that the body was moved, essentially, because all the indication is that it wasn't originally there to decompose.
Mm-hmm.
You have even stronger probable cause that he committed this crime.
It's a lot of a lot here. BAM in the bones. It's horrible. I mean, it sounds strange to say for such a horrible case, but it sounds kind of funny in a weird way. BAM in the bones. If it's in the bones, this is not just in your, you know, in what is left. And I'm not trying to be morbid here, but what is left of your flesh, if there was much left. This is deep. This is in the bones itself. Does that make this even more impactful than just if it was on the tissue and things of that nature, showing that it got that deep into her system, essentially?
Well, I think what makes it so irrefutable is the fact that it's BAM. As mm-hmm. you mentioned leading up in the segment, BAM is a very rare tranquilizer that very few want to purchase. And mm-hmm. it just so happened in this area, literally, Barry Morphew was the only one to buy it. The mm-hmm. law enforcement went back and looked, and this would have been purchased actually in Indiana prior mm-hmm. to them moving to Colorado, that it was actually purchased. And again, he was a deer farmer, mm-hmm. if you will. And so he often had to tranquilize deer. So this is another, I think, key component to the case. This wasn't just some novice that said, oh, I think I'll just pick up a tranquilizer gun and give this a go. He knew exactly how it worked. It's kind of complicated. You have to take a syringe and then put the BAM into the darts. And so it's a bit complicated. So he was an expert, if you will, at BAM and tranquilizing.
When it comes to something like this, I mean, the fact that it's a little more complex. You got to put it into the dart. You're not just, you know, picking up, a bullet and putting it into your gun or loading a clip. This is a little more in depth. Does that make this even stronger type of ballistics evidence than it would be if it were just a regular old bullet from a box?
Absolutely, because of the specificity of it. Mm-hmm. It's so unique. People don't normally have BAM in their house. Now, they might have a 9mm in their house, especially in Colorado or mm-hmm. other weaponry. But to have this unique tranquilizer that was used, a tranquilizer gun that was found in the gun safe, and another key component was the cap from one of the syringes was actually found in the dryer with men's believed to be Barry's shorts.
Mm-hmm.
So that also kind of added up. This is one of these circumstantial evidence cases that when you put all the pieces together, it leads you right down the yellow brick road to Barry Morphew.
It does, but it is a circumstantial evidence case. And that's the problem that we see in so many of these cases is, yes, let's put the pieces of the puzzle together. We have all of the pieces. It's a big Barry Morphew puzzle. His face is on it. He's in the mountains. And you just have that one little piece left to put in, but you can't find it. It's not there. Everybody can look at this and go, well, clearly this is a puzzle of Barry Morphew. But you may have a juror that goes, no, that's Bigfoot. That's Bigfoot. I don't think it's Barry. Like, well, no, it clearly is Barry Morphew. Like, who else would it be? Well, I don't know. We just that's not beyond a reasonable doubt. people don't seem to understand what that means. Okay, so we have this. We got the BAM. We got the bullet cap, which one would, I guess it would be easy to think of. Okay, you take the cap off the dart. You probably threw it in his pocket as he was loading it and all that. And then it's in the dryer. Didn't think about it. And boom, that's where it was found. Beyond that, what are some of the other strong pieces of circumstantial evidence here and any other evidence that we had leading up to the first arrest before it was all thrown out due to the discovery violations with the prosecution?
Well, the big piece is really, this is a true forensic digital evidence case. Mm-hmm. This is going to be, to me, one of the strongest components of this prosecution, specifically FBI CAST. Fortunately, handled all of it from the beginning. They are the best of the best. And they were able to put together this very interesting timeline showing phone going off, phone going on, the fact that phone pings stopped at a certain point when it's believed he left with her and he left also. So it's commensurate with his phone not pinging anymore with their home. Big gaps that also coincide, as we've seen before, in text stream type information from the vehicle. So when you line up the vehicle information and the cellular information, he basically goes dark for a period of time during what is believed to be the murder of her and the transport of her. Mm-hmm. In addition, he didn't do what he said he was going to do in terms of his work. He was supposed to meet other coworkers to commute to a place called Broomfield, Colorado, that evening on the 10th. Well, guess what? He decided for some reason to go there early, the early morning of the 10th, not even telling coworkers about it and not showing up to the job site except for a brief time. For two times and not bringing his equipment to work. Mm-hmm. So it seemed kind of like a cover up, right? Okay, I've got to dispose of the body. I've got to do this and this. And I guess I'll go to Broomfield to make it look like I went to the job site.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I mean, I guess I don't know how his line of work works for when they go and visit places, but it's kind of an odd place to go visit on Mother's Day morning. on a Sunday. I don't know. It just seems like an odd time to be going and visiting a job site, but everybody's a little different. That did kind of stand out to me a bit. Does that stand out to you as being weird in terms of just here's where I'm going to go? And this doesn't seem to be an optimal time, especially it is Mother's Day. Why are you leaving your wife alone at home on Mother's Day? And obviously we know there's other things are kind of in a rough spot with the affair situation going on.
Yeah, certainly I would normally think that, but it's clear, even though Barry Morphew, when initially interviewed, lied. Mm-hmm. He said, oh my gosh, our relationship is great. It's beautiful. She would say the same thing. Well, it was completely on the decline. She wanted a divorce. And he actually screenshotted and saved one of her text messages and got rid of everything else, their text message strings together. But he screenshotted the one probably because this was just so damning in a sense. I mean, hurtful to him, saying it's over. It's over, Barry. It's over. Let's try to get through this civilly.
Mm-hmm. And obviously something he was not a fan of. He did not like that idea of getting the divorce. And shortly after, it was like 3 days after is when this all occurred, after he received that screenshot. I know it was very, very close.
Yes. Yeah. Just within days. And, you know, I think that's where the prosecution has a motive they've established, which, again, isn't part of the crime in terms of the statute. But every jury wants to know why in the world would this guy kill his wife in this horrible way?
So here we are again, right? Another round of charges against Barry Morphew. Only this time prosecutors seem to have learned a thing or two. At least we hope they have. Jennifer Coffendaffer made it clear this isn't your average circumstantial evidence case. This isn't about suspicious phone activity or odd behavior anymore. We now have physical proof connecting Barry to Suzanne's death, courtesy of that creepy ultra-specific tranquilizer, BAM. But let's be real. Barry Morphew's defense team isn't exactly going to roll over because prosecutors finally got their forensic ducks in a row. They're going to come guns blazing, looking to poke holes in every single bit of circumstantial evidence. All it takes is one juror unsure if the puzzle fully fits together to bring everything crashing down again. As Coffin Daffer put it, circumstantial evidence cases are always high-stakes gambles. They're like trying to build a perfect Jenga tower in a courtroom where every piece could topple the whole thing. What we've learned today, though, is that digital and forensic evidence is king. Those little details. Barry's suspicious phone activity, the strange movements of his truck, the dart cap inexplicably ending up in the dryer with his shorts. Each one paints Barry into an increasingly tight corner. But is it enough to guarantee a conviction? That's the million-dollar question here. It's not just about justice for Suzanne, which she deserves without question, but also about whether our justice system can overcome previous missteps and actually deliver on its promise. Barry Morphew's trial isn't just about proving guilt. It's about restoring faith that meticulous investigative work and hard forensic science can hold someone accountable, even when that someone has already slipped through the cracks once before. So buckle up. This next round, it's going to get very bumpy. As Coffin Daffer clearly outlined, it's shaping up to be even more intense, even more detailed, and definitely more high stakes than ever before. Let's just hope this time around, Suzanne Morphew finally gets the justice she's been waiting for. What are your thoughts on this story? Let me know in the comment section on YouTube. If you're listening to us on the podcast platform, be sure to press subscribe there and then check out our YouTube channel. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi so you can join in the conversation on this case and the many that we cover for you here at the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today. I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Craving non-stop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.